Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Interim Report Q3 conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the speaker presentation, there will be a question and answer session. To ask a question during the Q&A session, you will need to press star one on your telephone. I must advise you that this conference is being recorded today, the 24th of October, 2019. I would now like to hand the conference over to your first speaker today, Stefan Ternström. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Tom. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Handicare's presentation of the third quarter results. My name is Stefan Ternström, and I'm accompanied here today by our CFO, Pernilla Lindén. We will start by having a short presentation of the results and the key highlights for the quarter, and then follow up with a Q&A. Next slide, please. First, if we conclude the third quarter, we're not satisfied and had expected more. Now we came in almost flat on top line and lower than expected in our profits. In the quarter, I've been around all major sites and sales offices, and I can see that we work very focused and very hard to drive our agenda to improve customer experience, service quality, efficiency, and to deliver on our innovation programs. Still, we need to see the results coming through. What we are pleased with is the solid growth in accessibility of 3.4%. Stairlifts growth in North America, almost double-digit growth, and with a good pipeline for the fourth quarter. EU is double digits with exception of U.K., and that's very unfortunate for us since U.K. is our biggest market. The shortfall in the U.K. is market dependent and due to Brexit and uncertainties in the consumer confidence there. We see much longer sales processes, and we see a few dropouts when people wait to place their order. I think it's important to mention here that we have not lost share. It is a market decline, and we consider it to be temporary with the Brexit uncertainties. Finally, in accessibility, we are happy with that our outdoor business is, even if it's moderate, it's back to growth. We're also very pleased with the successful launch of 1100 in the U.S., and that's been a main thing that we've been talking about. I had an opportunity to be there with the team at the launch, and I was very glad to see a number of things, but a few things to highlight was that great customer feedback. They really appreciate the innovation of this totally new stairlift, and it's easy for our dealers to install and service, and they see the benefits of that. More dealers we have trained than we have initially planned, and we're now up to more than 50 dealers that we trained. Our estimate for 2019 for the quarter when it comes to 1100 is up with 80%. A good thing with this new stairlift is that roughly one-third of the orders is either totally new customers or dealers, or it is an increased share of wallet with the current dealers we serve with, for instance, curved stairlifts today. Very good launch there. If we look into patient handling institutional U.S., that continues to be a challenge for us. It has been our turnaround case, and we're still working on that. What we are waiting for is the impact from the changes and improvements we are making. Canada, on the other hand, almost as big as U.S. institutional in sales, delivered double-digit growth for the quarter. We know that if we make it right, we can get it there. Europe and rest of the world in institutional or in patient handling is more of a short-term challenge. We do well in our direct markets such as Nordics, U.K., and Netherlands, but struggle in a few distributor markets with a few specific distributors. If you look into the EBITDA profit margin, it has decreased from 9.1% last year to 7.2%, and it's due to lower gross margin, mainly driven by country mix and reduced cost absorption. Finally, we had a quarter with a very strong cash flow of almost 7 million euro. Before I hand over to Pernilla, I also want to announce that the board has initiated a strategic review. I will get back to what that means at the end of the presentation today before the questions. So by that, I hand over to Pernilla.
Thank you, Staffan. We are now at page 3 on the presentation. So revenue amounted to 65.6 million euro, a growth of 0.6% in reported currency, but in constant currency, a growth of 0.2%. As Staffan alluded to, a very different performance across the business entities. Accessibility had a growth of 3.4% in constant currency, continued solid growth in the state of business, and back to growth in our vehicle accessibility, according to our expectations. The patient handling business declined overall with 7.7% in constant currency, mainly due to the lower revenue in both North America or US and Europe. If we then look at it from a margin perspective, our EBITA at 4.7 million euro and adjusted margin at 7.2%, which is down with 1.9 percentage points compared to last year. The main deviation comes from gross margin decrease compared to a strong Q3 last year. The decrease is primarily due to country and fixed cost absorption coverage, country mix due to strong growth in countries where average selling price is lower than the average for the group. And in spite of that, we've had a cost efficiency program in the North America business, slow sales led to lower fixed cost absorption in the US. And also the margin was impacted from lower utilization and an inefficiency installation capacity in the UK. We had an improved operating leverage on our cost side. Operating costs decreased compared to last year with 0.4 million euro, primarily linked to lower costs in IT and variable compensation. Group costs at 2.5 million, which is lower than last year and earlier communicated 3 million level. After a weak Q2, we have a strong operating cash flow of 6.9 million compared to a last year of 0.8 million euros. This is primarily linked to improved working capital, with our continued focus on cash collection and reduced inventory compared to last year. And finally, we had a leverage of 3.1 times operating profit, and that excludes the IFRS impact. Overall, throughout the presentation, the numbers are not including the IFRS 16 impact. The IFRS 16 impact on EBITA gives a net positive effect of 100k euro. Adjusted EBITA is 4.7 million euro, but including the IFRS effect, it is 4.8 million euro. Let's then turn to page number 4 and the accessibility. As said before, accessibility organic growth of 3.4, a solid organic growth in the stairlift business with a growth of 3.7%, and the North American market grew with 9.1%. And we also had a strong continued growth in some of our major markets in Europe, such as Germany, Netherlands, and Italy. But as Staffan said, this was partly offset by the weaker market in the UK. Vehicle accessibility business returned to growth for the quarter. If we look at the margin, we have an operating margin of 12.9%, which is down with 2.5 percentage points. This was an unfavorable quarter in terms of country mix in stairlifts due to strong growth in countries where ASP is lower than the average of the group. You could say that, for example, in UK, our direct sales channel were a little bit slow, and there we have a higher margin than the direct sales that we have in Netherlands, where we have a lower average selling price. And as I said before, the margin was also impacted of lower utilization and inefficiency installation capacity in the UK. We also had an unfavorable product mix in the vehicle accessibility business due to the higher proportion of ambulance sales. Operating expenses were down slightly in relation to revenue. If we then turn to page number 5 in the presentation and talk about patient handling, the patient handling business declined overall with 7.7% due to a lower sales in both North America and Europe. The North America business showed a decline of 9.1%, mainly driven by our lower sales in our institutional customers in the U.S. Staffan will get into more details around North America in a while. The European business is affected by lower sales to some of our major distributors. If you look at the margin, we have an operating margin of 6%, which is down 2.7 percentage points. This is driven by higher operating expenses in relation to revenue, in combination with somewhat lower gross margin. Both are mainly driven by lower cost absorption in North America. Operating expenses were unchanged in nominal terms. Profitability in European operations remains good. Now I would like to hand over to you, Staffan, again for some more.
Thank you, Pernilla. And what we normally tend to bring in here is a little bit of an update on North America. And in North America, I think we see the two ends of it, two tail. Yeah. In North America, we see some great things happen in the sterilis business, and we at the same time continue to be challenged in the patient handling business in the U.S. So if we look into some of the Q3 achievements, I think we managed to launch the 1100. We did train a number of dealers. We didn't ship any products. They actually arrived just after the quarter end. And then we're getting a supply into the fourth quarter. So we started to ship out to customers. And I alluded to that we're very pleased with that. The Elite Dealer Program that I talked about last time, and it's an industry-unique program helping our dealers to do really better business. And it includes things like how we will help them with their sales, with their web presence, and with their lead generation, very important aspect of being a successful dealer. So we sign up big dealers, and I'm very happy to say that we are well ahead in terms of signing up dealers after the third quarter, and we have a very good plan for the fourth quarter. So good acceptance of that program, and also in line with our strategy to focus on bigger dealers. We also have been in this quarter transferring from a hub setup where we had full service hubs into more of regional sales offices. That gives us a number of different focuses in those hubs, in those sales offices where we focus more on sales and elevated showrooms, training facilities. And we also deploy field trainers into those regional sales offices so we really can support our dealers close by. So that's what's happening there. What we are also doing is that we centralize customer service and telephone tech service into St. Louis and make that a center of excellence where we ship into all of the country within 2 days across the country. The benefits of that is that we're able to keep customer service open, for instance, from 7 o'clock Eastern time to 7 o'clock Pacific time, meaning 15 hours a day, which is a great benefit for those dealers which may come in, go out early in the morning or come in late back in the evening and still place orders and dialogue with us. The other thing it gives us benefits are around the processes and inventory control, such as inventory control. That switch we've been making, and it's been going smooth so far. Now it's to the next step to leverage the benefits of that. And a part of that is our continued focus and improvement in the order-to-cash process, which is a very important service offering, and that we do that well. I talked about how we in the past had a miss rate of 15% or 1 out of 7 orders went wrong in one way or another. Then we improved to 1 out of 20, and we're now down to once in a while 1 to 25, and we're getting into that hygiene zone where we were. We will continue to focus on that. We have a new VP of corporate accounts, and that's mainly for patient handling in the U.S., and that individual will start focusing on the very important IDNs and Veterans Administration and big purchasing groups. I did talk about this and Canada, which the institutional business for patient handling is almost as big as it is in the US. And in Canada, we get it very right, and we're able to get a big share, and we're able to have very strong double-digit growth in the quarter. It obviously swings a little bit over the quarters, but we had a very good quarter there. If you look at the last bullet here and the results from the actions we've been doing in the U.S., it is for us to drive our competitiveness up. It's not necessarily a market issue. It's about us getting the things right. We've been estimating the changes to start to buy, which they haven't done yet. So we need to continue to focus and drive the activities we have in the Q4 activities. So if you look into that side of the slide, we continue to leverage the benefits of the 1100 launch and further deploy the Elite Dealer Program, and we will have some solid double-digit dealers, Elite Dealers by year end signed up. We drive the effectiveness and the service level through the new regional office setup and the centralization of certain functions in St. Louis. And then we continue to put a lot of focus on our sales force effectiveness, and I call it improved value proposition program for U.S. patient handling institutional. And this is about driving change, and it takes some time. Very important and a big priority for us is to hire that VP of institutional sales into that market and have that person continue to drive the change. And then we have a set of other activities that we're focusing on as well, which I've been talking about a few times before. So to sum up the third quarter, organic growth of 0.2%, and we're not happy with that. We can do more, and we should do more. Stair lifts we are pleased with, and we do have a few issues in the UK in our direct channel there, and we relate those to being market-specific issue and not necessarily share or competitiveness. Vehicle accessibility, which we've been talking about over the last couple of years, has now returned to some growth, and the outlook, at least for the fourth quarter, looks relatively good. Patient handling reported negative growth, as Pernilla alluded to, of 7.7%, and especially in the U.S. institutional business, it's up to us to edge up our competitiveness and deliver there. If you look at the EBITDA margin, it is down and explained by lower gross margin, as Pernilla talked about. If we then take a step back and look at the outlook for 2019, we did guide the market in the previous report. We believe our organic growth for second half will be lower than what we previously communicated, and what we communicated at the time was in our growth interval of 4-6. It will be lower. However, the adjusted EBITDA margin we still expect to increase in second half on 2019 versus first half when it was 8.4. We will continue to focus in this quarter on improved customer experience and efficiency, service quality, and to deliver on our innovation program. We can see what the impact a launch like 1100 is doing for, at least in this case, the Stairlift business. And when we look at the underlying macro trends, we believe that those are very favorable for us going forward. Before going into the Q&A session, I will spend a few words on today's announcement under important events after the reporting period. And this is where the board announces today the decision to initiate a strategic review with a purpose to uncover underlying values not reflected in the current share price. The board has appointed Rothschild as financial advisors for a strategic review, which could lead to one of the following outcomes: the divestment of one or more business units, potentially the entire group being acquired, or some other strategic transactions. Or the strategic review could also lead to the conclusion that Handicare remains in the current structure and in as is. I am very positive to this strategic review, and I see it as a continuation and a vehicle to accelerate the process we already started in realizing Handicare's full potential. The process starts today, and I cannot comment really more on this topic until we have material new information, which will be published according to applicable regulatory procedures. And with this, we will open up for Q&A on the Q3 report. So back to operator for the instructions for Q&A, please, Tom.
Thank you. Operator. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. As a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, you will need to press star 1 on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. To cancel your request, please press the hash key. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. We have no questions at this time. You may continue.
Okay. I think if there are no questions on the line, I would suggest that we close the call. Appreciate that you've been listening to us today, and look forward to deliver the fourth quarter report on a similar call in February. Thank you very much, and have a good rest of the day.
And this concludes our conference for today. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.